What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Great side question today, honoring the U.S. Army, 250 years. Something associated, person, place, thing, with the U.S. Army over its history. Everybody's got one. Jump in with yours. Get your name into the hat, and you might be a winner. We only have three shots at it this week. I'll be here today, tomorrow, and then Mulligan's on Friday. Every Mulligan's is precious. The Summer White House debuting new shirts. You want to get there early to get your shirt. Going over the rules with Ro, too. She has these judge of election buttons made up. I said there might be counterfeit ones there. I'm not trusting it. And I think
There's buttons involved?
Oh, yeah, the judge of elections. And I think we should put the big box on the second table, right from where the main table is, so that we can all be eyeballing it as we count down to what I think is going to be a nice win for gravy.
And I don't think so. They're dumb.
I want a mandate. Now, you're able to vote.
Dom, it's not a great sauce.
So you're going to be disclosing your vote is still going to be sauce.
It's going to be sauce. Okay. You don't call it marinara gravy.
I do.
Go back, watch the Goodfellas, these other Italian films, they're all saying sauce. You know, they're Sunday sauce.
Okay. No, they didn't say Sunday sauce, they said gravy, but they did say keep the sauce going. Well, remember, Ray Liotta is only half Italian in it.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So he went with the bad half.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said sauce.
Well, I mean, there's someone that's pretty darn Italian, Dom. I don't know if it gets more Italian than this guy. I mean, you can't one-up him. Frank Sinatra?
Excuse me, Mr. Sinatra. Are we calling this sauce or are we going to call it gravy? I mean, we have to determine this.
It's a sauce.
It's a sauce.
All right.
There's not a bigger Italian-American than Frank Sinatra, Dom.
Wait a minute. I have somebody that wants to be a receiver for Jaws on Friday. Let's go to David in Somerset. David applying to catch the pass from Ron Jaworski. But David, you couldn't catch the pass from me. Why should we let you catch it from a slightly better quarterback like Ron Jaworski?
Well, because he's a real quarterback that's going to actually throw the ball when I'm making my break. He's going to put it right on my hand instead of throwing that little lollipop throw you had there, Tom. You know,
almost took the head off of a poor woman. Come on.
Yeah. You know, I had to go diving for it. I mean, I'm gonna make my break. I'm going to turn, and the ball's going to be right on my hands. Joe's going to put it right there.
So you went like a 20-yarder from him. You don't want the bomb, the 80-yarder.
No, I just want a 20-yard dig route. So
if he throws the ball 80 yards, I was going to say I have to buy everyone in Mulligan's a drink, but he might do it.
Yeah, you might not want to make that.
You know, let me tell you one thing about him, too, Dom. I was playing golf one time, with a father and son. They're big Eagles fans. And we were playing at Valley Brook Country Club, which he owns. And right. he was hitting balls on the range. And the one hole comes up right next to the range. And, you know, we all yelled out, "Hey, Jaws, how you doing?" You know, he dropped his club. And he walked through the hedges and he came over and actually talked to us. It wasn't like superficial. He was interested to know how we liked our time. Were, you know, was there anything we can improve here? I mean, you know, he's just a total gentleman.
Oh, he is.
Do you golf a lot there, David? Just in general? Are you a big golfer?
Well, I'm a big golfer. I don't play there as much as I'd like to. I mean, I like the track.
No, it's not about his golf course. It's more so Dom last week made a crazy claim that he thinks he can outdrive the great Eagles quarterback, Ron Jaworski.
I think so.
You think,
yes.
You really think?
And he said he can throw a football, too. So yeah.
No, well, the football, no. But the drive, wow. I've been driving it very well. I think I can outdrive Ron.
YouTube.com/@12NWPH. We got the footage right now of Dom throwing the football. As we see it, we'll see.
I'm only kidding with you, Dom. So,
well, you know, if Johnny Z can get – and we got the mayor on our side. I think we could clear off Hudson and drive balls down there. There's only a few houses. What could go wrong?
Nothing can go wrong. What could go wrong? I mean, we all hit our golf balls straight. We watched that yesterday, right?
Exactly.
Everybody
hits
them straight.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
For the radio audience, let's hear the crowd reaction when Dom almost takes the head off of this poor woman.
25 yards.
David Summers said he's open. You might want to watch out. No, we didn't sign any waivers. So maybe we don't do that.
Wait a minute, Dave, you got a light right now. Probably hit the light.
Oh, it's the light, Dom.
It's the light. The first pass that I threw, though, that I can't believe I hit the guy. Small target, right on the money, right there. You saw
that,
David.
That's why I thought for sure you would be able to get that
bigger target.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know, I was restricted, lawyers and all that.
lawyers, ceiling. What else are you here,
David? What's your army?
It's field command instead of centralized command. And in World War II, we would never have gotten off of Omaha Beach if we were waiting for orders. And, you know, when you shot a captain, a lieutenant stepped up. And then our NCOs were second to none. And they're always second to none. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's something that I say this to friends. It exists today. If you think about examples like in college basketball, you'll see a team that has a senior and the senior graduates and they don't go to the Final Four. The next year, the rest of that team, they all step up and become leaders and they go to the Final Four the following year without their best player, which everybody thought they'll never make it back there ever again without this guy.
I hear you. No, you're exactly right. U.S. military second to none. Great example. Thank you, David. See you on Friday. All right.
I'll see you then.
I don't know who Jaws will deem worthy to receive the ball from him.
I mean, this guy dove for one of your balls, Dom.
He's a pretty big target, too. He looks kind of athletic. I think David would be, and he's a good guy. He's a regular. He'd be worthy of it.
I've got the arbiter of all pasta knowledge, Dom, YouTube.com. A commenter by the name of Al Dente says, "Dan, tell this joker it's sauce."
Well, Al Dente, show up at Mulligan's. We'll see. I'm going to have that crowd so stoked up by 3 o'clock.
Al Dente chiming in.
They'll storm the voting booth. People are going to be coming from 100 miles away. Ro has the official ballots. She can't believe I want people to sign him and all, too. You're not going to vote twice. Just once. That'll be enough.
Were you able to get the chef to come? Chef Boyardee?
Chef Boyardee is indisposed. I'm making a call out to his son.
I
don't think so.
That's horrible.
Okay.
Sorry to the Boyardee family.
Yeah, over the weekend, I just wanted to play this.
Oh, he was born in 1897. That would
think Chef Boyardee is with us, even though I honor
1985,
him.
1985, Dan. I'm a little late there.
One of the top five Italians of the last century.
Uh-huh.
Here is Benjamin Netanyahu, and it was almost cavalier how he threw this out. Netanyahu talking about Iran with Brett Baer and saying, now Dan's conspiracy is perking up on this. Remember the crooks guy and that encrypted stuff. Here's what Netanyahu said about the two assassination attempts against Trump.
These people who chant death to America, tried to assassinate President Trump twice, killed 241 of your Marines in Beirut, killed and injured thousands of American soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. Try to bomb a restaurant in Washington, D.C. Chant death to America, burn the American flag. Do you want these people to have nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to your cities? Of course not.
Yeah.
So we're defending ourselves, but we're also defending the world.
I want to talk about the nuclear threat, and I want to talk about President Trump. You just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel that the assassination attempts on President Trump were directly from Iran?
Through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes. They want to kill him. Look, he's enemy number one. He's a decisive leader. He never took the path that others took to try to bargain with them in a way that is weak, giving them basically a pathway to enrich uranium, which means a pathway to the bomb, padding it with billions and billions of dollars. He took up this fake agreement and basically tore it up. He killed Qasem Soleimani. He said, made it very clear, including now, you cannot have a nuclear weapon, which means you cannot enrich. He's been very forceful. So for them, he's enemy number one.
Yeah.
Look, they also tried to kill me, but I'm his junior partner.
All
right. So Brett Baer tried to go on a little bit there. I'm not sure if I'm exactly hearing Netanyahu locked down to say the crooks guy over in Butler was an agent of Iran. I wish we had gotten more clarity out of that. Or is he just getting fired up because, you know, certainly Iran wants to kill Trump. There's no doubt about it. All right, 855-839-1210. That somehow or another slipped through over the weekend. If there's any credibility to that, that's a huge story. I mean, that is really, really connective to us. We need to know more about that. All right, I mentioned early on last hour, Swarthmore College, and I apologize, we didn't see this fully in the House bill, the big, beautiful bill. Swarthmore, a private school, they warned their endowment increase could deal a devastating blow. Swarthmore's endowment tax rate would rise from 1.4% to as high as 21% under the current House proposal. That would mean the college's tab would rise from $2 million a year to $20 to $30 million. Well, you know, if that's what it is, that's what it is. They're one of a coalition of 25 small private liberal arts colleges, including Haverford and Bryn Mawr, urging lawmakers to exempt small colleges below 5,000 students from increasing the tax. We're not saying we don't want to pay the tax at all. We're just saying keep us where it's all. Oh, no, wait a minute. Any big mouth college, these progressives up and down the line that spew constantly income inequality, telling people to pay their fair share. So what is Swarthmore's fair share? I think the House hit it just about right. I would probably go higher, 21% of their endowment. That seems about right to me. They're rich fat cats indoctrinating people, constantly coming up with one scheme or another to go after the middle class who wants tax relief. And now they're telling us they would be devastated if they had to pay their, quote, fair share. Isn't it amazing? The usual suspects on there. Haverford, where they were probed for anti-Semitic nonsense. Bryn Mawr and a bunch of others. Haverford does not, but it's close to the threshold. Swarthmore is coming up to it. Under the current requirement enacted during President Trump's first term, colleges pay the tax if they meet the threshold of having at least 500 tuition-paying students and an endowment that's larger than $500,000. More than half of Swarthmore's $220 million operating budget is funded by endowment earnings revenue. At Penn, it's 20%. At Princeton, the endowment returns to fund 95% of its nearly $3 billion annual operating budget. I mean, these are the people that constantly tell us it's patriotic. Why are you people so much against taxes? And then when they get hit with this sort of tax, which probably is what they should have been paying all along, Harvard should pay a lot more with their endowment. Why in the world would we listen to them? Why in the world would the Senate listen to them? Well, they'll have some insiders there, maybe a Republican or two trying to curry favor. But the bottom line is they ought to be paying this or more. I mean, it's an obvious thing that this is something that's gone on way too long. And the bottom line is that would not be excessive for them at all. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. And I anytime I hear people, billionaires, $100 million, the Kennedys would be an example, lecturing about income inequality and then retreating to their fortunes, how does Bernie Sanders have three homes? And yet we talked about that with the head of the AFL-CIO when he had him in here. He couldn't explain. Their value is probably around $2 million plus. How can you lecture about income inequality? You should only have one home then. Otherwise, you can't talk about it. Isn't that a relatively simple concept? This would stop a lot of this. Swarthmore is a perfect example of these elitists who want to hit us with that kind of talk and yet don't want to pay the tax. It's a big jump, $2 million to $20 million or so. Then maybe you should agitate for fewer government intrusions on everybody else. Then we might listen to you. All right, 855-839-12.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. Scott Presler will be with us tomorrow. He'll be with us at Mulligan's on Friday. I'm going to have to put up a dual headliners there, Presler and Jaws. I can't decide. It shows the beauty of talk radio. On one hand, we have the serious voter registration, the elections, the travels of Presler, who is coming back from L.A. That's why he's not on today, where he led a massive, and I was looking at some of the crowds he had, voter registration to get voter ID on the ballot there. Then he was on the Laura Trump show. He at least was driving a golf cart with her at Bedminster. Can you imagine what it's like over at Bedminster, the people hanging around with Trump there, just the golf carts? So he'll be here tomorrow at his usual time, 2 o'clock, laying out what he's up to, the weekly report, and then with us at Mulligan's on Friday, along with all the other stuff. If you told yourself, I got to get to one of these, the Dom Day is the most potent one. That's the big one. That's the one you should come to. We're going to have great stuff throughout the summer, but the kickoff, it's like the kickoff of summer. All right, side question today. U.S. Army Here is Chris Hayes, I believe it's Hayes. This is MSNBC. And one of the hosts is shocked that the U.S. Army's 250th birthday doesn't have dark, malevolent energy, cut six.
One thing I will say, I want to go back to you, Ali, that again, when we talk about this sort of tension in the country, and sometimes, you know, you and I have both been at Trump rallies, those can be, you know, very tense, a kind of, I would say, like kind of a dark, malevolent energy sometimes in them. Not always, but it doesn't seem like that's the energy on the on the mall today, which I think is a good sign, right?
Correct. That you're really correct about that, Chris, and it's something we were watching for. I'm just sort of surprised by the number of people who were at the front of the parade, watching, cheering, and then would come and ask to take a selfie. This is a very different mood here. People seem to be going out of their way to say that they're here to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday. Now there are people walking around with signs. A moment ago, while you were talking to Jen, guy just came around and said Trump 2028, and I said, how does that work exactly? And he's like laughing and had a big flag on him. So there's some politicization here, but it is not, it's not dark, it's not tense, it's not amped up. It's different. It's different from covering a Trump rally.
All right, there you go. So even MSNBC didn't see that that way. There is a, and look, I believe in this stuff. There's actually people that monitor if something's up overseas, the Pentagon, and how many pizzas are being delivered. Apparently, the Pentagon had a pizza monitor, predicted a busy night ahead of Israel's attack on Iran, and the local gay bar traffic was down. I don't know why the Guardian threw that in, but they also said that they keep monitoring how many pizzas get delivered to the Pentagon, which with all those places Dan and I have talked about that they have, they do not have a pizza place. That might be up and coming with Sean Parnell.
So is the idea that they're working, you know, harder, they need more food, and that's why they're seeing like a pizza increase? I don't, what's the correlation between pizza and Israel?
Yeah, that they're going to be there late. They're not going home.
Gotcha,
they're not going to be doing anything. Yeah, that kind of thing. That's why it's there. That's the whole apparatus, Dan. But the local gay bar, the Guardian threw that in. I don't know if they're monitoring that, and if it's a slow night, they think someone's going to be bombed. I'm serious. That's the headline. Pentagon pizza monitor predicted busy night ahead of Israel's attack on Iran. Low gay bar traffic and the spike in pizza deliveries before strikes boost theory on the Pentagon activity during invasions. And this looks like pretty generic pizza, so not exactly sure that I can make anything out of it.
What's on top of the pizza, Dom?
I'm just looking at pizza boxes.
No, but I'm saying like when you spread that red stuff all over the pizza, what's it called?
Oh, that's right. It's gravy.
No!
Coming up here, Lou Belasco is with us, the head of the convention center, and we're going to talk with him all the stuff that's going on in Wildwood. But Lou, I'm sure that you are a gravy guy, not a sauce guy.
Yes, sir. That's right.
There you go.
Oh, come
expert
on,
witness. Notice he leaned into the mic and told us right there. Count that. The guy's directing everything here at the shore. That's got to count as a vote on Friday. I'll allow a mail-in ballot if he can't get over there.
Oh, for Don Giordano Day?
Yes.
Of course. I'll get there. Now I have something to vote on, too.
Absolutely. Gravy or sauce. We have this festering thing, Lou, going on around that. All right. Coming up, we'll talk with Lou, though, about they have the air show here in Wildwood now. They have, of course, the Country Music Festival. Man, they're going to have a lot of pizza boxes that night. The numbers I was told today. We'll go through all that. Let me take a couple here, though. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe is lunching with Ro and me at Mulligan's on Friday. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, you know what's beautiful about this controversy and conflict we have going on, whether it's sauce and gravy or whether you could throw a football 40 yards or 40 feet? We come away not hating each other.
Yes.
The liberals could never pull that off. We laugh, we disagree, we pat each other on the back, and we walk away with a smile. And I love it.
Absolutely, Joe.
I mean, speak for yourself, Joe. I'm over here really upset about this whole sauce gravy thing. It's infuriating to me. I go home and I complain to Maisie for 3 hours a night just saying Dom refuses to call it sauce. I don't get it.
Well, we can like group our efforts and make you find your happy place, Dan.
All right. Well, yes, that's good work.
It's okay. Good
my mother just made some yesterday. I'm confirming it was sauce.
Oh, now the mom's rubbing it in.
All right, so it's Joe, cool. what's your side answer?
Well, I just want to say it's still good competitive camaraderie amongst friends. My side answer, and it's every year, shows me our next generation of fighting heroes at every year at this time when the graduating cadet class throw their white, beautiful garrison caps all up into the air in unison.
Absolutely, Joe. Great one. All right, coming up, we'll talk with Lou here at the Convention Center, where I'm happy to broadcast from each and every year. Big, big things coming this way to Wildwood. Could you get into this country musical festival over 4 days, though? If you had some pulse, some inside stuff, I hear maybe not. It's that big. Who could get in there? All right, we'll talk straight ahead about that here. 855-839-1210.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
Hi, this is Joe Medarczyk, PNC Bank Regional President. As a bank, we pride ourselves on being boring. But the truth is, we couldn't be more excited to serve the dynamic Greater Philadelphia community. For nearly 160 years, we've quietly toiled away to deliver brilliant results for our equally brilliant clients. We have dedicated PNC teams throughout the local area, all ready to do the boring work to help you unlock your own brilliance. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Prioritize yourself and make your dream of an attractive, healthy smile a reality at PI Dental Center. The professionals at PI Dental have been transforming patients' smiles for over 38 years. Board-certified specialists, Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, perform complex dental makeovers with their Teeth in a Day protocol, where dental implants are placed and restored with fixed teeth in just one day. It's time to invest in yourself. For a smile that's monumental, trust PI Dental. Visit PIDentalCenter.com.
See Joe Conklin in the City Rhythm Orchestra at Wildwood High School Friday, July 11th, and the Ocean City Music Pier Saturday, July 12th. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I've always wanted to learn French, but the app I tried didn't help.
If you want to memorize words in another language, there's an app for that. But if you want to really learn another language, there's Babbel. Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different. Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Want to really learn another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you text RADIO to 64,000. That's RADIO to 64,000. Text RADIO to 64,000.
Weather sponsored by the Independence Seaport Museum.
The dreary conditions continue in the forecast. Clouds continue today with some light rain or drizzle at times. High temperature about 15 degrees below average, near 70. Tonight, clouds continue. Some light rain or mist possible. Low of around 64. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, turning warmer and humid with a high 78. State.
Discover Philadelphia's River of History at the Independence Seaport Museum at Penn's Landing. Climb aboard the Olympia, the oldest floating steel warship in the world. And tour the Bakuna, a World War II-era submarine, and explore life below deck. Plan your visit at phillyseaport.org.
Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
All right, that's Jason Aldean coming up. The big country event here in Wildwood. I would assume that's part of his playlist. It's got to be. I think that's his number one song. Joining me is Lou Belasco. Lou is the, what is the exact title? Executive Director?
Yes, Executive Director of Wildwood Convention Center.
Well, you deserve a promotion. You recognize the importance of Dom Giordano Day. The multiplier in the back room I asked today, Dan, when I got here, they said it's not $1 million we bring to town, but with the Jaworski football throw, we're approaching it.
Yeah, we're getting close.
We're getting close. So, Lou, congratulations. As I understand it, Ben Rose here told me that you have four nights, 40,000, not seats, but capacity here on the beach, and it's sold out already.
Yes, the Barefoot Country Music Festival is a massive, massive success. It really highlights the offerings of the Wildwoods in the beach and the boardwalk, and it's almost become another holiday weekend for the Wildwoods. I mean, this has become a great event. People look forward to it. I hear stories of people leaving on Monday, and as they're checking out, they're checking in for next year. So that's always how we can judge a great event.
Absolutely. And you said you watched the Country Music Awards, and you're checking them off. Most of these people have appeared here. Joey Roll is the headliner, I would assume.
Yes, he is. And those Country Music Awards were basically a who's who of who's been to Wildwood. The camera panned to every artist, and they had either played Wildwood or on the schedule to play Wildwood. So this is becoming a must stop for country music artists in America today.
Are you surprised? I mean, you were sort of here at the original. I remember the former mayor with Mayor Pete. We talked about this. Wildwood and country music, there's no locus around here that's country music. They're coming up and down the coast, I guess.
Well, Wildwood, going back to the 1950s, we've always been a music capital. You know,
right.
In fact, Barefoot kicks off the concert season, because here in the Wildwoods, 6 days a week, there's free concerts that go on throughout the island. We have some spectacular beachfront venues, bayfront venues. It is just nonstop music, and it's been a lot of our history. So it made a lot of sense with the new resurgence of country music into a more popular genre that they would then find the Wildwoods and start to play the Wildwoods.
Any hope of getting a ticket?
I bought a ticket a long time ago. That has become like a Christmas present that gets sent out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Lou, you guys, too, jump in with respect. You asked Atlantic City about it first, historically, where they do the big air show.
Yes.
They weren't going to do it, I think, the last 2 years.
Correct.
The Wildwoods will now be doing it after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it after seeing that military parade. This is a big item when the military is involved.
Yes, and this air show is as much about an economic impact as it is celebrating our military. You know, it really, we have our air show the weekend after Labor Day. The Naval Air Station Wildwood out at the airport, they have a World War II airplane festival on Labor Day weekend. It makes all the sense in the world to be here in the Wildwoods, where we have a replica Vietnam Wall Memorial. We have it's Korean World War Memorial, World War II, World War I. I mean, we really celebrate the military and our veterans like nobody else. And you see it, if you're down here in the summer, I don't care what day of the week you're here, when you're here. If you are on the boardwalk at 11 o'clock and that national anthem starts to play, it is really awe-inspiring to watch everything cease. I mean, you have tens of thousands of people up here at 11 o'clock, and the whole place comes to a standstill to respectfully listen to the national anthem. So the air show is just fits for the Wildwoods.
You're right. It's a marquee, and my wife, who's usually pretty peaceful, and these other people, I say, you get the stink eye if you're not from these parts, and you keep driving, suddenly it dawns on you, even if you don't know what the heck's going on, you got to stop.
Yes, you'll see people with their headphones on, and you feel bad for them because you know they can't hear what's going on. Yeah. But they eventually come to a stop because it is that jarring of a sight to see the Wildwoods Boardwalk come to a complete stop.
Absolutely. It's great to get on the boardwalk at 11 o'clock. We do it two or three times. What else is Christmas in July is coming up, and the Wildwoods go wild. I know Wildwood Crest has a big event down there in their park or by the lake. So Christmas in July is another nice thing here.
Yes, we have Christmas in July that obviously is right around July 25th. Right. And this year, we will also have, leading into that Christmas in July celebration, the Harlem Globetrotters will be here in the Wildwoods Convention Center from July 22nd to the 25th. So you can come down, catch a Harlem Globetrotters game, get over to Wildwood Crest, and visit the massive Christmas in July celebration that occurs right on the lake. It's beautiful. If you haven't seen a sunset there, it's the second most photographed place in New Jersey, the first being the Wildwood sign, and then the second is a sunset on Sunset
Lake. Who conceived the ball thing in Wildwood?
Jack Morey.
Okay. Okay. Those guys know how the boys.
Yes.
That is, and how old is it, the ball thing at the end of the boardwalk here?
It's about 10 to 15 years old. I don't know the exact date. Yeah. I mean, it took us a good while to construct it, but and I lose track of time sometimes, to be honest.
So, Lou, you've already weighed in, rightfully so, in the gravy. Italian heritage, Dan has none of that. Versus sauce.
Yeah.
But I hear the tram car situation is a little bit of a turn because of the electric, and a truck is driving it now. The mayor is doodling here, can I drive it again? You know, I drove the tram car before, some distinction. But how's it going with the new tram car?
Well, like anything else, whenever you have some kind of change, people are have some opinions on the matter. The fact is that this is something that we tried. It is a significant cost savings on the operation. To have these trams made today costs hundreds of thousands of dollars versus a $30,000 Ford Maverick. So it came down to an operational thing and something we just had to try. You know, and the other good thing about it is if it breaks down, we can just take it over to the local Ford mechanic and we're good to go. But we have some conversations ongoing about making it outfitting it so that it looks less like a pickup truck and more like what people are used to, you know, kind of like the car kits that you see go on vehicles.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that right now. But so bear with us. It is a very safe ride. Right now it's using about a gallon of gas a day. So it's
very good.
Yeah.
So, Lou, where do people go for all these things coming to the Wildwoods? And when we come back in July, we'll talk with you again to get some of the July and August stuff. Where do they go?
WildwoodsNJ.com. You go to WildwoodsNJ.com, and our events calendar is on that website. And right at the top, you click on that, it shows the thousands of events that occur throughout the Wildwoods, and a vast majority of them are free.
Yeah, absolutely. It is textbook. Thrilled to see it.
Yes.
You know how we love the Wildwoods and the country music thing. Great addition. Can hardly wait for the air show.
Yes. Thank you, sir. And I guess I'll see you Friday afternoon.
Over at Mulligan's.
Okay.
Come and cash
Mulligan's.
Your vote.
It's around the corner from my house.
Oh, well, you got to come over there. We'll get you on the air. And be sure to tell people to show up at Mulligan's and vote.
Okay.
As long as they're going to vote gravy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll stack the deck.
All right. Lou Belasco here on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom Giordano. Coming up, more of your calls, 855-839-12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tech. All right, it is Dom time, coming to you from Wildwood. Where else? The first of our excursions here all summer long. You heard all the great stuff, though. Wildwood is in great hands, never been bigger. And that country music festival still surprises me, but the Philadelphia area is big, and country music has changed up a bit. You know, Dan, tomorrow I was thinking, I got something, but... Based on that country music festival and what we've seen here, we've never done this. Something you associate with country music, I think.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though, you know, to me, the biggest criticism, I'm not, you know, I can't, I know the basics, a few that I like, but the twang of it, you know, and I think they've moved away from that a little bit. You're not a big fan, are you?
No, not really. No, it's well, I don't know. Like, I've come around to it because Maisie's a huge fan of country music.
Okay.
And it's really become the only outlet for actual instruments to be heard in today's day and age. You listen to pop music, and I hate to be that curmudgeon, but it's really overly digitalized with drum pads.
Right.
And you can actually hear guitar strumming and pianos being played and such. And country music, and it's nice to hear that, but I gotta say it's incredibly redundant pop country. And you hear one song, I feel like, in today's top 40 country, you've heard them all. So
yeah, there's the politics of it. I don't even mean a particular issue. Jason Aldean, though, you won't do that here in a small town type of thing. And there's that element of traditional America associated with it. I know there's some other voices that are not. But by and large, it's the home of traditional America, and the rest of music, by and large, you would really stick out if that were what you are, you know, identified with. When you have Springsteen at the Olympiad, where Hitler was ruling, attacking Trump and attacking America under Trump, it's gone pretty far. This is kind of a counterbalance to it. So it's... Yeah. Incredibly popular, though. Again, 160,000. I didn't look at how much it costs. I just know it's wave after wave when we're down here, starting on Thursday night. And four nights, 40,000. That's pretty good. Okay, got a great side question going on. Here's a little bit. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. This is Cut 7. And this woman happened to be in Philadelphia at the No Kings protest, breaking down in tears, crying on camera, with one thing in mind: she doesn't understand how people voted for Trump.
Give me
Okay.
One sec, and here is that cut because my computer, well, I screwed that one up. Here you go, Dom.
I'm just so scared. I'm 74 years old. I worry about everything, and I just am so scared and upset, and I don't understand why people did voted for this person.
All right, easy to mock. You know, you see this. I think she's genuine. But berserk. I mean, this is the attitude that you saw expressed here in some of these places. Philadelphia police did a great job, and I think the mayor was behind this, in that we didn't have what happened in some other places. But the Randy Weingartens of the world, just showing her hand over the weekend. I didn't know how high up she was officially inside the Democrat Party, and she renounced those positions because they're not progressive enough. All right, I'm coming to your calls here. Get in on the side question, 855-839-1210. Let's talk for a moment, though, about big news going on right now. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock in prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use that code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. That code is WELLNESS, 33% off on top of the 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get savings at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we will get you on board. Let's go to Mike in Levittown. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. What do you have today, Mike?
Good afternoon, Dom. I submit Hiram Ulysses Grant, or better known as Ulysses S. Grant, and I submit him as the man that, with Lincoln, preserved the Union. Lincoln, through the war, had difficulty. No general was willing to stomach the loss he was going to take to defeat the South. In 1864, with Grant in full charge, the battles of Cold Harbor, Wilderness Campaign, Spotsylvania, and finally the siege at Petersburg really turned the war, and the losses that South incurred basically changed the war, and they had to give up because by Appomattox, the South really didn't have anything left.
Yeah, and I don't think he was just somebody overwhelmed him with numbers. He was brilliant, and he knew he had the numbers, too. That's a good choice that represents the Army. Thank you, Mike, very much. All right, big 2 o'clock hour coming up. We'll have Dom's Money Melody, so we'll get a few more of your answers in here. Update you on a couple of things that have developed. And really, big story going on now is President Trump facing off with people like Tucker Carlson over Iran. This is not going away anytime soon, the Israel-Iran situation. They have hit residential neighborhoods, Iran has, even though they've launched thousands, I guess, of drones and various attacks, mostly ineffectual. But they have hit a pretty good number of residential developments, you know, one out of whatever number you want. And Israel at some point will hit back, probably. Most likely in residential areas, too. They're warning people to get out of those areas. When that happens, then you're going to see even more intensity. But Trump has walked the line, in my view, excessively well on this with Israel. This is America first, but that doesn't mean that Iran gets a nuclear weapon, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson seems to be saying, let's face it, well, we have nuclear weapons, Israel does, why can't Iran? Well, figure it out. For a smart guy, wedding yourself to this craziness is not flattering. He's rapidly doing that. Marjorie Taylor Greene in that camp. I don't think they're going to push Trump around on this. Trump has walked a line here of American involvement in a smart way to take away now for a while, anyhow, an existential threat to the world. They're not going to be able to do this, God knows, for 3 to 5 more years. They will start up again. He apparently did not recommend or was against the killing of the Ayatollah, which could be the thing, if he dies or is killed, that might weaken them and there might be an overthrow. But I think Trump sensing being part of taking him out is going to make this explode potentially. So when it comes to this situation, the really rational Trump, I think, is surfacing. Hey, buongiorno, Dom Giordano here. After 15 years of European splendors and savoring our tour to Sicily and Calabria, no one masters Italy like conservative tours. In fact, our guide Lorenzo and the team all hail from Calabria, just like Ro does. Picture the bustling, colorful markets of Palermo, framed by the Azure Mediterranean. Admire the awesome beauty of the architecture that recalls the invasions of the Arabs and Normans. It's a challenge to fully slot Sicily into Italy's culture and nationhood. And that's the beauty of this place. The Byzantine mosaics of Monreal attest to this distinction. Local wineries where dining events will amaze. Marsala, Trapani, Sassuolo, and a remnant of Greek civilization, the Valley of the Temples. All of this spectacular tour with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. That's the beauty of it. $55.44, including airfare. Call 888-733-9493 or go to conservativetours.com. The Godfather Tour, Mount Etna, and my favorite, Taormina. Come with us for the best unknown destinations in Italy. Calabria is one of them. I'll see you on the cliffs at Taormina. We'll have an April spritz in the afternoon sun. Ciao, Philadelphia. One more reminder, though. 888-733-9493.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.